slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u Pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Časova i 5 minuta slušate Radio Beograd 1 direktno iz Groningena, Groningena kako kažu naši divni domaćini Holanđani. Slušali smo Jacka Gardnera ili Jako Gardnera, moramo da se prilagodimo izrazima kako oni koriste, jedan od dobitnika EBA nagrada. Poštovani slušatelji, imat ćemo danas jedan lep most Danska Holandija Beograd. U Holandiji smo, zahvaljujući EBU i Eurosoniku, radit ćemo vam tri žive emisije sa festivala Eurosonic. Ono što je večera značajno, upravo kada počinje naša emisija, počinje i dodela EBA nagrada European Border Breakers Award, nagrada koja ruši granice kada je muzika u pitanju i ruši centralizam, da ne mora da se pravi karijera ako odete kod nekog menadžera, prosto rečeno, u Velikoj Britaniji, nego je na sve podignuto na jedan institucionalni nivo. Radio Beograd 1 i Exit deo su CITEF programa za jugoistočnu Evropu koju finansira i izmislila je Evropska kancelarija za obrazovanje i kulturu zajedno sa EBU-om. I mi smo ovde da predstavimo pre svega naše muzičare, da predstavimo naš festival koji je najznačajnijih festivala u Evropi. Počeli smo sa Jackom Garnerom. Ja mislim da je Saša Mikić u studiju, sale, ne znam da li se čujemo.
Čujemo se, Kaća. Uživamo u direktnom prenosu pop karusela iz Holandije, iz Groningena.
Upoznavat ćemo našim slušalci sa ovim divnim gradom, Pumben je jednom od najlepših gradova u Evropi, a sigurno je najlepši u Holandiji. Ja ti predlažem da čujemo i intervju ekskluzivni sa Jackom Garnerom i posle toga da idemo u Dansku da vidimo šta se događa posle jedne muzičke numere, može?
Da, da, onda moramo obavezno u Dansku.
Svakako. Evo ga, Jacko Garner, jedan od dobitnika EBA nagrada.
Jacko.
Are you angry when somebody calls
you
Jack?
No, definitely. I like all versions of my name. I'm never angry about that.
Because you're enthusiastic here on the start of your career.
I only get angry, well, not angry, but I'm only annoyed when Dutch people pronounce my last name wrong, when they say, like, Gartner, you know, instead of Gartner, you know.
Yeah, it is interesting.
When I grew up, there were a lot of teachers and people who called my name in school, you know, and they're not all good in English, so they were like, Jacco Gartner, and everybody laughed, but you know, I was like, oh, not again, you know, they don't know how to say it, but... All of the other versions of my name is fine.
Exactly. One day I'll be a star and you will see.
Exactly.
Gardner.
Yes, it's Gardner. You'll see. I'll be on TV telling you.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You still have a wonderful laugh, a wonderful smile. And it is a nice thing for the musician, for anybody who wants to cooperate with other people on the scene.
Yeah.
That enthusiastic. But you are also so talented.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for your wonderful music. How is it hard from, I don't know, Holland to make a career, European career? For a young man, because you are very young.
Well, 25, so...
Next year, you will be married.
No, definitely not. But is it hard to do that?
How do you start from Holland?
I don't know if it's hard, because I've never done... anything else, you know, I've just been making music my whole life, so it doesn't feel that difficult to me. It would probably be, emotionally, it would probably be much harder for me to work in an office, just doing what people tell me to do without thinking about it. You know, I get really unhappy about it, and that makes things so much harder and takes so much of my life's energy, you know, and this gives me a lot of life's energy, so... In that way, it's not hard at all. If you love what you do, then it's not hard at all. But if you want to do what I do and you're not really into it, then it's really difficult to do.
How do you start? Living with the music. In your head.
When you're born, you start hearing music in your head, or you know, you just feel when you're born to do something with music after a while, you know, you feel something other people don't when you listen to music, and when someone shows you a guitar and you feel something, you're like, oh wow, it's an instrument, someone can create music with that, you know. If you feel something when people are into that, then that's probably the start of what you're going to do with music. That's how it happens.
I
Za kratko smo ponovo u Beogradu, ali odmah se selimo u Orhus, u Dansku. Evropsko prvenstvo za rukometaše, utakmica drugog kola C grupe Srbija-Rusija. Uživali smo do sada u prenosu iz Groningena. Nadam se da će nam Dejan Nikolić upotpuniti uživanje dobrim vestima iz Danske.
Dobro veče, pozdrav iz Orhusa. 11. minut je istekao. Srbija protiv Rusije vodi sa 9-5 u drugom kolu C grupe evropskog šampionata. Dakle, dobro su naši rukometaši krenuli. Rusi imali vođstvo od 2-1, 3-2, a zatim je Srbija preuzela igru u svoje ruke. Nekoliko kontranapada, nekoliko dobrih odbrana i evo sada rezultata od 9-5 u korist naše reprezentacije. Sedmerac će biti za Rusiju. Zanimljivo, 90% uspešnost napada našeg državnog tima. Sedmerac, dakle, za rivala iz Rusije i pogodak je to za Dmitrija Kovaljeva. Rusija je smanjila na 9-6, dakle, posle pobede nad Poljskom 20-19, bilo je, podsjetimo, pre dva dana. Srbija danas igra sa Rusijom, preko sutra sa Francuskom, i ukoliko naši rukometaši večeras pobede, u šta ne sumnjamo, onda bi sigurno u drugu fazu, polufinalnu grupu, preneli dva boda minimalno i dakle u petak bi sa Francuzima, koji se od 20:15 večeras, dakle, sastaju sa Poljskom, igrali za, pretpostavljamo, prvo mesto u grupi. Mnogo stresa bilo je u prethodnom meču. Verujemo da će naši savladati Ruse, koji su na evropskom prvenstvu bez Dibirova, Rastvorceva i Čipurina, bez trojice najiskusnijih rukometaša, ali to su problemi našeg protivnika o kojima mi ne želimo da razmišljamo. Dakle, 9-6, vođstvo Srbije na početku 13. minuta. Sada Rusi napadaju i pogađaju sa pozicije levog krila. Oleg Skopincev je bio uspešan od 9-5 na 9-7. Treba te padove u igri smanjiti. Naš napad, ono što je vrlo, vrlo važno, za razliku od meča sa Poljskom, za sada dobar, ali odbrana je nešto slabija i evo sada Darka Stanića na golu menja Strahinja Milić. Verujem da ćemo do 19 časova, do kraja Pop karusela, imati još lepih vesti da javimo. Oko 2.500 gledalaca u dvorani ovde u Orhusu, gradu koji je osnovan 950. godine. Ima nekoliko desetina naših, a Srbija je sada ispustila loptu i evo Rusa u kontranapadu i evo pogotka za Skopinčeva. 9-8 je, eto, tog pada u igri koji se dogodio protiv Poljske. 3-0 serija Rusa, ali verujemo da će Srbija, kako minuti odmiču, u toku je 14. igrati bolje, angažovanije i da će na kraju slaviti.
Hvala Dejane, toliko za sada iz Orhusa. Selimo se ponovo u Holandiju, u Groningen. Kaća Epstein, Pop Karusel.
Hvala, dragi Sale. Nalazimo se u jednom divnom studiju i naši domaćini su nam dali jako lep studio i mi smo jako zahvalni. Upravo traju dodela EBA nagrada, to su najznačajnije evropske muzičke nagrade. Mi ćemo slušati tokom današnje emisije izvođače koji su dobitnici upravo te prestižne nagrade, a već sutra imamo ekskluzivni materijal direktno sa koncerta koji se ovoga trenutka prenosi na BBC-u, prenosi ga holandska televizija, a mi ćemo, eto, odloženim putem imati tu čast da uradimo. Slušali smo Jacka Gardena, to je jedan od najznačajnijih trenutno holandskih izvođača. Sada ćemo da idemo na Island i slušat ćemo izvođača koji se zove Asgeir i intervju sa njim. Inside your heart shape.
Favorites around here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Music, your music is one of the favorites. Please introduce yourself to the audience of Radio Belgrade.
Yeah, my name is Ásgeir Trausti Einarsson, and I'm a musician from Iceland. Released my first album in Iceland in September 2012, and we made an English version of the album, which is going to be released in a few weeks worldwide.
Really?
Yeah.
So you will play something new tonight, maybe?
We made this English version of the album, and also just exactly the same songs as on the Icelandic album. We just did a re-recording of the vocal parts, but we have made like a couple of new songs since we started touring, and we try to, when we get the free time, when we go home to Iceland, we try to spend it as much as we can in the studio, recording new material and writing more songs, you know. But we have been, there's been a lot of things going on, and we haven't really got that much of time to focus on, you know, new material lately. So we're mostly just focusing on this album we're about to release, and we're going to follow that album, like 2014, and going to focus on the next album in 2015, you know.
We in Serbia are very fond of Iceland music. We love everything, and it is very interesting for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. We understand that kind of thing, like we are together in some kind of mental way.
Something about it that
I don't know what is it.
Yeah, me neither. It's something that connects most of the musicians in Iceland, like at least a lot of people talk about it, and you know, I feel it too.
It's not just Serbia, all over the world it is the same situation.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So there's this Icelandic sound, you know.
But from Iceland to make a career in the music industry, is it a hard thing?
Yeah, that's something that most of the musicians want to do, you know, in Iceland, but it can be a really hard thing, you know, to it's difficult is that when you're starting with a band and you have to tour around the world to get to more people and get recognized, you know, that's just something you have to do. And if you're from Iceland, it's really expensive to always have to fly to Europe or America, you know.
Practical things.
Yeah, like that. And bands that are starting, that have no money, really just, they give up just in a few months.
Song, just to look at you.
Lepo je bilo uživati u ovoj baladi sa Islanda, ali nas trenutno mnogo više zanima šta se trenutno događa u Danskoj, u Orhusu, u Evropsko prvenstvo, u rukometu, Srbija-Rusija. Na početku utakmice Srbija imala lepu prednost, došlo je do pada i upravo je to nešto o čemu su igrači sami govorili posle pobede u prvom kolu protiv Poljske, a pred meč sa Rusima, da ti padovi moraju da se svedu na minimum. Međutim, nismo se izlečili od te boljke. Dejane Nikoliću, izvoli.
Nismo se izlečili, lečimo se i verujem da ćemo se izlečiti do kraja ovog susreta. 20 minuta, 58 sekundi igre, od 9-5 za Srbiju do 12-10 za ekipu Rusije. Dakle, 7-7-1 serija Rusa. Nešto slično kao u meču sa Poljacima, u toku je timeout koji je zatražio naš selektor Vlada Matić. Kada smo vodili sa 13-8, Poljaci preokrenuli na 15-13, ali znamo da se ta utakmica završila našom pobedom od 20-19. Dakle, nekako nam ne ide u poslednjih 7-8 minuta. Nema ideje u napadu, nema odbrana naših golmana, samo ukupno 3 intervencije Stanića i Milića, 20% premalo za evropsko prvenstvo, ali ne zaboravimo da je Stanić protiv Poljaka imao 17 odbrana. Zelenović je zamenio Vujna u napadu i Zelenović imao 2 neuspešna pokušaja. Dakle, verujemo da će posle timeouta biti bolje, pogotovo organizacije igre, jer nekako slabo napadamo tu zonu Rusa. 5-1, nastavljena igra, Vujin se vratio, lopta do Nenadića i sedmerac je za Srbiju. Između dvojice rukometaša Rusije, Nenadić je pokušao da prođe, naši večeras u belo-crvenoj opremi, Rusi u plavoj, a sude Španci, Lopez i Sabroso. Dakle, 12-10 je za Rusiju. Ispratit ćemo ovaj sedmerac u korist naše reprezentacije. Prvi put je Vujin bio efikasan, a kada je reč o strelcima, dakle, Vujin, Nikčević, Prodanović i Petar Nenadić po 2 gola. Marko Vujin pogađa, to je njegov 450. pogodak u 108. meču za državni tim. Dakle, Srbija je smanjila na 12-11 vojstvo Rusije. Rusi su imali 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, 12-10, evo sada 12-11 i nadajmo se da ćemo ovu rukometnu spavanku prekinuti, jer nekako je sve tiho ovde u Orhusu, nekako se ova utakmica, čini mi se, igra bez te energije koja je neophodna za evropsko prvenstvo, kao da je, stiče se utisak, možda reč o prijateljskom duelu, ali opet kažem, nadajmo se da će naši zaigrati bolje i da će pobediti Rusiju, time ponovit ću još jednom, osigurati plasman u polufinalnu fazu i prenećemo u slučaju pobede najmanje 2 boda. Odbranili smo se, da li je ovo prilika za Nenadića, ipak Manojlović je zastao pa je ušao Ilić, odnosno to je ipak Nenadić, izaći će Manojlović, ući će Momir Ilić i Vujin. Dakle, ostaje 12-11 za Rusiju, 7,5 minuta pre kraja prvog poluvremena. Eko.
PGP RTS vam predstavlja novi album grupe Dža ili Bu. Kukovo leto. U prodaji.
Ja ne znam, dragi,
da PGP RTS vam predstavlja
godina koja je i koji
muziku među javom i među snom. Na novom albumu Lene Kovačević.
Nisi
San, u prodaji.
Moja ljubavi.
Eko.
Moja draga koleginica Katarina Epštajn nalazi se u Groningenu u Holandiji, tamo prati Eurosonic i odande uživo radi emisiju Pop Karusel. Pre nego što se vratiš svojim omiljenim muzičkim temama, imam li vremena da ti jedno sportsko pitanje postavim, Kaća?
Naravno, sa zadovoljstvom.
Da li se još neko u Groningenu seća Milka Đurovskog? On je bio prvi fudbaler sa ovih prostora koji je zaigrao u tom fudbalskom klubu i pamte ga po mnogo lepih golova, po dugoj kosi i bradi i onim štramplicama, kako to kažu u Vojvodini, onim hula hopkama koje on među prvima kod nas uveo.
Ma da, evo, odmah ću da anketiram mog divnog kolegu, inženjera Tona Renea. Rene, do you remember Milko Đurovski?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
My friend from the studio, Sasha Mikić, asked you that.
Okay.
He played here in Groningen.
Oh, yeah. So many bands over here, people perform, so...
But no, this I remember. No, he's a football player. He is a football player.
A football player?
Yeah, well, he doesn't remember.
Well, no. I was confusing with a musician, but no, I know nothing about football.
That's a good answer. Dakle, čovjek se potpuno bavi muzikom, kolega iz FM 3 radija, najznačajnije holandskog radija. Ali misli Kaća, da je muzičar Milko, ali Milko ima pesmu snimljenu, tako da sve to može da prođe.
Kaća, Milko je mogao da prođe i kao roker sa svojim imidžom. Pre nego što nastavi,
baš samo nas briga za Milka, pusti
samo
se.
Da još jednu sportsku informaciju kažem, u Evrokupu košarkaškom Crvena zvezda izgubila od Nižni Novgoroda u Rusiji sa 86-75, a sada neke lepše muzičke teme, je li tako?
Idem to da prenesem, upravo su mi pitali za Crvenu zvezdu šta je uradila. Slušamo jedan savršen duet, uskoro intervju sa njim, isto su dobitnici EBA nagrade, zovu se Niko i Vince i dolaze iz Norveške.
You put in, and that's without the interest. I do it from the heart, and I thank you for the interest. 'Cause time spent on me is time I'm invested. Yeah, by far the most attractive so far, like a magnet. I got your brain stuck to my bars. Out of war, so long. See you when I get home, but till then I am gone. Speed of sound, that's the reason y'all can't see me. Upside down, that's the reason y'all can't read me. No expiration date, I intend to last here. Call us the trendsetters, y'all are so last. Yeah, some people think they know it all. They must have their facts wrong, 'cause I won't let it break me. I'll forever have a backbone. And on that note, I strap on, press play and I'm gone. You know I'm moving at the speed of sound.
You're moving at the speed of sound. You're moving at the speed of sound.
We're moving at the speed of sound.
Yeah!
Da, slušamo jednu jako zanimljivu verziju benda koji se zove Dueta, koji se zove Nico and Vince. Dobitnici su EBA nagrade. Danas se uglavnom bravimo time da bi mogli da se posvetimo i sportu. Međutim, u Groningenu tokom Eurosonica događaju se mnogobrojne izložbe i mnogobrojni paneli kojima ćemo prisustvovati i vrlo ozbiljno ćemo vas obaveštavati o tome ovih dana. A sada pored mene je moj divni prijatelj Paul, s kojim se družim već jedno 3 godine, jer upravo je došao sa jednog događaja koji se desio u Groningen muzeju, Groningen, tako se zove, Groningen muzej. So, dear Paul.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. I love you.
Thank you.
Where will you be? What did you do?
Yes.
What did you do in Groninger
Museum? Yes, in the museum,
tell
yes.
us, please.
It was very special because here in Groningen you have the biggest Groninger Museum. Yeah. It's called there. And you have a lot of paintings and art and, yeah, difficult styles. And so you know Marilyn Manson, right?
Of course.
Yes. Who doesn't know him? he has an exhibition, and it's also at the Groningen Museum from January 12th till March the 16th. And today was the big grand opening here in Groningen. So the visitors, they can come by.
Yes, of course, from Belgrade.
Yeah.
It's just 2 hours. Two hours and 2 hours by the train.
Yeah.
Dakle, otvorila se izložba, upravo sada je bilo otvaranje izložbe posvećeno Marilynu Mansonu, koja se zove Maskarada i jako lepo izgledaju. To su njegova dela uglavnom. So, tell us more.
Yeah, it is a really great exhibition, and I've been there. I just came back, and it was very great, but also shocking because you know Marilyn Manson. He's very shocking, and you see this painting here. This is one of the paintings, and it's very strange, but very nice and impressive.
Da, njegove stvarno slike I liče na njega prosto, ali postoji to nešto u njemu što je jako humano I dobro, on je prosto jedan veliki izvođač na prvom mestu. Ne zovite nas iz studija Radio Beograda, odmah da vam kažemo dok pričamo. Evo,
oboj. Very nice.
Very nice. So, we are here in Eurosonic. You're one of the people who make logistic to work.
Yeah.
What do you think? What is your impression first day?
From the first day today, we are now at the media compound here in Eurosonic Noordslag during also this radio show. And it's very big. It's very nice. The people are also nice. It's like a family coming together each year, and you and your show are part of it, of course. And it's getting better every time. It's very nice.
Yeah. Jako se sve lepo odvija. Još uvijek smo na početku celog događaja. Kreće sa EBA od nagradama. Svi smo kao jedna velika familija. Jako smo lepo dočekani kao Radio Beograd, tako da se osjećamo divno. Sale, izvoli, da li nešto se događa u Danskoj?
Zato su te zvali iz režije. Naravno, ipak finiš prvog poluvremena utakmice Srbija-Rusija, evropsko prvenstvo u Danskoj, u Orhusu, tamo je Dejan Nikolić. Hajde da ispratimo tih posljednjih minuti 20 sekundi, a onda obećavam, draga Kaća, nećemo vas više dirati i možete da nam pričate o Marilynu Mansonu koliko god želite, on je sam po sebi čovjek šok pojava, a kamoli njegov rad. Ali idemo mi u Dansku. Dejan Nikolić.
Poslednji minut igre u toku, vodi Rusija sa 14-13 protiv Srbije. Imaćemo rukometaša više do kraja prvog dela. Nemamo realizaciju, jednostavno napad je preslab, odbrana nedovoljno žustra. Sada Rusi napadaju, pretim pasivan napad. Hoćemo li se odbraniti? Ušao je Ilić umjesto Nikčevića koji nije dva puta realizovao zaista povoljne prilike sa krilne pozicije i samo kažem, nadamo se da će u drugom poluvremenu biti igra sa mnogo više energije, kako u odbrani, tako u napadu. Jednostavno, ova utakmica mora, ako možemo tako reći, da se pobedi. Uspeli smo da se odbranimo, lopta od našeg bloka do Strahinje Milića, Momir Ilić, Nemanja Ilić, Vujin, Nenadić, Toskić, Prodanović, postava Srbije. Još 15 sekundi je do kraja prvog poluvremena. Moramo sada brzo u realizaciju. Naši, ne znam da li vide ovaj veliki semafor koji se nalazi iznad njihovih glava. Ilić i pogodak. Sjajna akcija za Momira Ilića. I evo u ovim trenucima završeno je prvo poluvreme rezultatom 14-14. Nekako su nam osjećanja pomešana. Počeli smo zaista solidno, imali prednost od 9-5. Onda opet ponovit ćemo veliki pad u igri, serija Rusa 7-1 koji su kasnije, evo sve do kraja poluvremena, imali razliku gol do 2. Dakle, moramo znatno bolje u odbrani kada je reč o odbranama golmana. Samo 5 intervencija, jedna Stanica i 4 Milić uz 26% uspješnosti. Premalo ni Bogdanov s druge strane se nije proslavio, 8 odbrana, a kada je reč o strelcima, Petar Nenadić, Prodanović i Vujin po 3 gola kod Rusa, zaista nekolicina njih po 2 pogotka. Dakle, kada podvučemo liniju ispod ovog prvog dela, možemo reći da nije to bila igra kakvu smo želili i kakvu smo očekivali, ali da, stiče se utisak, naši rukometaši imaju dovoljno prostora da podignu nivo te igre, da poboljšaju pogotovo odbranu i realizaciju i da jednostavno Ruse mogu pobediti u preostalih 30 minuta. Ponovit ćemo, Rusija-Srbija 14-14.
Na kraju to je i dobar rezultat s obzirom na to kako je teklo prvo poluvreme. Nadamo se boljim vestima u nastavku, a Dejan Nikolić će biti sa nama u vestima od 7 i kasnije u emisiji Romano Tem. Dakle, pratit ćemo utakmicu do kraja, a sada ja sa zadovoljstvom ponovo predajem dirigentsku palicu emisije Pop Karusel dragoj Katarini Epštajn u Groningenu.
Dragi Sale, ne bi ovo bila muzička emisija da odmah ti ne poklonim jednu pesmu. Evo, Paul peva za nas, on je jedan od boljih pevača, mogu ti reći ovde, u Groningenu.
Hvala.
Yes. First of all, it was very nice to sit in your show. And we are at Eurosonic Noorderslag, but we also have the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
And there, yes, we have this song, What's Another Year? So I do a little part of it.
Like an Irish.
I've been crying such a long time with such a love and such a fear. What's another year? What's another year?
Hvala najlepše. Evo, to je bio naš prijatelj Paul. Idemo dalje da radimo. Slušamo Nika i posle toga slušamo intervju s njim.
Superman, they gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. City's full of life, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Chose his past, it's moving without me. Who doesn't want them to see so they can't go back in time? I don't know. My time went by too fast, there's no one left but me. I've got a 9 to 5 and it gets the best of me.
Simple, just put in a mix set and I can broadcast it right away, so that's one. And it is a small one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So thank you. First of all, thank you guys for the interview. You started to change the name of the band,
yeah.
And you, now it is the band like you're... Or pronounce yourself anyway.
Yeah, our name.
Your name. So please, introduce yourself to our audience.
All right. So you start.
Yeah, because I'm Nico. I'm Nico.
And I'm Vince.
And Nico and Vince is the name of the band from now on, the Eurosonic from Ebba Awards.
From now on, forever.
Okay, and forever. Yeah. It is a good thing. Why did you start to call differently before?
Because there were a lot of bands in the world called Envy. So we like to be unique, you know. We like to have our own personal thing. That's why we just decided, let's just call us by our own names, you know.
It is a clever talk. First of all, congratulations for taking part of Ebba Awards. And I think it is the most important thing for European music. I don't know, from your point of view, you will tell me,
yeah.
Is it important?
I think so. I mean, I've heard about this
just like this whole festival, and then I actually hadn't heard of the Ebo Awards until we won. I was like, what is this? And I started researching it, and it was like, okay. So a lot of people that I looked up to and admired have won this award before us, so I was like, okay. And I saw Disclosure won, and it's like it kind of pop won, and that's, they had huge here in 2013, so I was like, okay, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So
it is a kind of classic.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, well, if it's classic,
it's a dirty thing.
Yeah, but you know, for us, it's okay. You know, we like to just be on stage. Wherever we play, we have a good time. You know, when we perform, that's all we care about. You know, and obviously, we've won this time. That's amazing. We're so grateful for that.
Da, oni su zahvalni tome, ali polako se bliži kraj emisije. Mi imamo neke ekskluzivne informacije da vam objavimo u studiju. Moj kolega sa televizije Prva, Srđan Ilić, mnogo ti hvala što si tu. Pa prvi put, znaš šta, nisam sama ovde i drago mi je što je CITE program napravio tako divan sastav da dolazimo u većem broju i da pratimo događaj. Ovde smo zahvaljujući i Exitu kao festivalu koji je nešto što je nas je povezalo prvi put sa Evropom. I tako da...
Exit je u stvari... Biće danas jako zanimljivo.
Da.
Tako da uzbuđenje raste, kako vidim ovde među novinarima i među ljudima i među samim urednicima koji već pripremaju te naslovne strane, ko će biti proglašen za najbolji muzički festival. Exit je ove godine nominovan među kandidovan za the main festival u Evropi.
Da, za glavni evropski festival. I imao je dva najveća headlinera, obzirom da se radila i ta lista. Foo Fighters su najbolji headlineri svih festivala kada je Evropa u pitanju, ali mi smo imali Atoms for Peace i imali smo Nika Cave-a. To su sledeća dva mesta. I ispunili smo neke obaveze. I mi sada treba da u 9:30 podržimo naše prijatelje sa Exita, obzirom da smo došli juče. Pa su ušli već u prva tri.
Da.
Sada vidimo da li ima šanse da Exit bude najbolji festival evropski, onda je Srbija pobedila.
Ma oni su rekli da pobedimo samo Mađare, kao da Mađari ne osvoje, tako da onda smo mi pobedili, to je to.
Siget, da, uvek da, taj Siget.
Siget je ono, boljko uvek.
Naš festival ima dušu kao i naši mediji što potpuno drugačije rade. Da. Ti si došao to sve da ispratiš. Čekaj, hoćemo da nešto prognoziramo, da li smemo?
Pa ne znam, nešto...
To je velika nagrada, to je najveća evropska nagrada.
Vidio svoje momke, naše komšije iz Mađarske, iz Igete, tako nešto nisu bili raspoloženi. Tako da meni se nešto javlja da ćemo mi možda da se veselimo negde oko 9:30, tako da, da možemo slobodno da kažemo da... Ajde, da prediciramo.
Dobro, evo, dragi poštovani slušalci i vama, dragi kolegi, u studiju oko 10 sati slobodno nazovite da vam kažemo najekskluzivnije vesti. Da li imamo najbolji evropski festival, da li Srbija to poseduje? Medije da, ljude da, ali možda se desi i tako nešto. Hvala ti puno, Srđane, sad ćemo da idemo da navijamo tamo. Upoznali smo jednu finu damu koja se zove Gu Gabriel. Evo, upravo ćemo da je slušamo, a posle intervju s njom. Hvala, Srđane.
To be alone.
play some instruments, like my main instruments are guitar and piano. I also love to play the violin and flute. It helps me a lot to arrange my songs. I love strings, and I write them by myself, and I arrange them by myself. So, and then I work with a producer, and then
it's finished.
Yes. And I'm inspired by life, by my life. I am a very busy woman. I'm a mother. I have a 9-year-old daughter too. So it's how to handle and get everything together, that it works in a fine way. And all my life, my focus is on love. And freedom for everybody, and so I think my songs are, a lot of my songs are about freeing myself, or freedom and love, because I think it's the most important thing. And I see myself when I write songs, I'm inspired the best way. The best is if I'm inspired and I see myself as a channel. So if a song comes, I have to record it, because otherwise I forgot my ideas. So, and then I listen to my recordings, and then I work on the songs what I think, yes, this is a good one. And sometimes words come with the ideas, so I know it's about getting free, or, and then I see.
And did you feel free when you talk about freedom?
Yes,
and love?
I feel freedom. And I sometimes break borders in myself, and then it comes through my songs, it comes out, and I'm happy if I can bring my message to the people, and I'm happy if people understand what I mean. And so this makes sense to me. Then I know it's a good way for me as a musician. People understand my songs and know what I mean.
What's the name of your daughter?
Da, ćerka se zove Zoe. She likes the way I talk, she really thinks I'm... I tako, poštovani slušalci, polako privodimo kraju današnju emisiju. Bilo je mnogo informacija, ovo je informativni program. Malo složene navrat na nos, ali prosto toliko je događaja da ne možemo ovom po redu složiti. Sem kada se vratimo, onda ćemo vam pustiti integralne verzije svih ovih divnih izvođača sa kojima smo pričali, jako talentovani muzičari. Danas smo se bavili intervjuima izvođača koji su dobili EBA nagrade. To su ljudi kojima će se praviti vrlo ozbiljna svetska karijera. Sutra ćemo ići malo u infrastrukturu cele stvari, a večeras ćemo vam objaviti i da li je Exit možda najbolji evropski festival. Za sada znamo da je u prva tri. Mnogo značajnih događaja se ovde dešava, uskoro i EBU sastanci, a uskoro i CITE program, tako da ćemo vam sutra dati izveštaj gde je mesto srpske muzičke kulture kada je Evropa u pitanju. Poštovani slušalci, Vesna Gemović u Beogradskom studiju, Veselin Maldaner, Miki Vonasek, divni Saša Mikić, a u studiju u Groningenu Katarina Epštejn ode da čeka i da navija za Exit. Prijatno, poštovani slušalci.
Want to give you my loving and stuff, but you ain't got no.
Hey, I've been working for too long, now I'm gonna marry you.